Light Us tomorrow night at the Steve Cochran Comedy Event. They got it. We got dual celebrations going on here. We got Andrea's birthday. We got Samber getting married tomorrow night to Pat Boyle, Comcast Sportsnet. Pat Boyle has legally changed his name, Dave, to Pat Boyle, Comcast Sportsnet.
Yes.
Yeah. And we call him that when we see him, too.
It takes forever for him to sign a check. It's unbelievable. Do not get in line at Jewel behind him. That's all I'm saying.
The Jewel.
So Sandberg's here now. Congratulations. You'll be out tomorrow and Monday?
Yes.
That seems like a lot.
That's a wedding day.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. And are you guys going somewhere?
We are not going somewhere, but I just want to chillax.
Good. And are the kids excited?
The kids are very excited. You know how I know they're excited? Catherine and I and my sister, because my sister is the witness.
And now explain who Catherine is.
Catherine is going to be my officially stepdaughter, and she's 12. And we're going to get our hair and makeup done tomorrow.
Oh,
we're going to Blowout Junkie. And
Dave, that's not your crack dealer.
Really? That's the name?
Blowout Junkie, yeah.
So, and why do they call it Blowout Junkie?
It's a blowout bar where they do blowouts, and it's just because you get addicted to it, so you become a junkie.
Oh, it's kind of a cool idea.
Yeah.
It's a bar?
Yeah, it's a bar.
A hair bar,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hair salons have the coolest names.
Do they have a liquor license? Can they serve you like wine?
I don't think they can serve it, but we can bring it. But Catherine's 12, so I don't think she's bringing any wine.
Yeah, Catherine probably shouldn't drink.
Some salons you can get a glass of wine, or they can.
Well, it should.
Yeah, but I know that Catherine's excited because I told her yesterday. I said, "Hey, you know, your dad told you that we're getting our hair and makeup done. Go to their Instagram and look at some pictures because I want you to have an idea what you want because we're not. She sometimes can't make a decision, and I'm not like
because she's female and she's 12.
Right, so. So yesterday we were FaceTiming because we talked to them every night, and she's like, "Oh my gosh, so did you pick out a hairstyle yet?" And I said, "Yeah, but I don't want to talk about it in front of your dad." And she goes, "I'm going to send you what I picked out." And she actually went and looked and picked out hair, which means she's excited because usually if they're not interested, the follow through, she would not have done it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So that sets up well. What about young Pat Jr.?
Oh, Patrick is so excited. He's 9 and he's like, "I'm going to have a stepmom." But this is the cutest thing he said. He asked me what I am, and I'm Irish, Italian, German, and Swedish. And he goes, "So that means I'm Irish, Italian, Swedish, and German by marriage." He thinks he's getting all 9 nationalities. So, and he knows like which one. My mom is the Irish and Italian one. So he's like, "So I'm getting that from Debbie, and then Dick is going to be Swedish and German." So I didn't want to say, "No, you're not really going to be."
The kid's like a chopped salad.
Oh, he's excited.
I know. So they're
so what are they doing during the wedding? Because I know it's a very small wedding party because I'm not invited. So will they be standing up with you?
They will. And, you know, they're going to hold the rings.
Oh, very nice.
And so they're it's very exciting. So
you're going to have pictures of this?
Yes. Kristen Decker, who works here, I've hired
She's
her as my
photographer.
Yeah.
Will you be sharing any of those with the public later next week?
I will.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
So
there'll
be a full write-up about the event. I'm sure Sometimes Splash is going to cover it.
Yes.
You know.
I'm very happy for you. I knew Pat before I knew you, and then we met, and I ditched Pat for you. And I think he's a very lucky guy, and I think you're very lucky to have him, and I think you guys are great together.
Thank you. And our 4-year anniversary of our first date is on September 8th. It was September 8th, 2012. We went to a Bruce Springsteen concert, and I did not know it was a date because he had sent me. We had known
his first date was Springsteen. That's a serious move.
Oh yeah,
but I thought it was a work event because he told me he was getting the tickets from Chuck Garfine. So I just thought it was another
Chuck Garfine Comcast Fortune.
Yeah. So he had said, "Are you going?" And I said, "No." And he goes, "Hey, I got some tickets. Do you want to go?" And I'm like, "Sure." So
what a coward!
I thought
you know what that is. That's a typical dude way to ask somebody.
He was probably nervous.
That's a coward move.
Aww. And it was all via text. So if I thought it was a date, I would have gotten a phone call. So I came in like torn jeans and a t-shirt. I mean, concert attire, but not to impress. And then when I got there and met him at the bar beforehand, I'm like, this is weird. It's just Pat. And I'd known Pat for like 4 or 5 years because of work, you know. And so I like halfway through, I'm like, I think I'm on a date with Pat Boyle. This is hilarious. I'm texting people. And then I ended up kissing him that night. And I was dying of laughter because he's, you know, such a dork. I love him, but he's a dork. And I was like telling my sister and my friends that like, you know, I'm like, you're never going to believe this, but I was just kissing Pat Boyle outside at like 3:30 in the morning because we went to Tempo for breakfast because we had been out late. And,
wow.
Yeah. And I wouldn't let him come upstairs.
Turns out into a good move by you.
Yeah. You
my doorman.
Hey, they were,
I know.
Hey, they were Springsteen tickets. They weren't a new car. Okay.
My doorman kept coming and checking on us on the street. And I'm like, I'm not bringing him inside.
Your doorman was checking? That's
he was
hysterical.
Like washing the windows. It was really funny. Yeah.
So. He's coming out going, hey, young man, time to move along now.
I know.
But I understand how you feel, because I remember the first time that Mark Giangreco and I went to a Springsteen concert and I didn't send him home early. You know what I'm talking about?
We got yelled at for talking too much at the concert, so we left early because people kept telling us to shh.
Did they really?
Yeah. Where was the concert?
Wrigley Field.
And they're shushing you?
Yeah. So we must have been talking a lot, I figure.
That's a great sign, though.
Springsteen fans are
connected. For women, one tip out of your story that I think is important. If a guy has concert tickets to a major artist and he asks you to go, it's a date.
It's a date. I know. He's like, how did you not know it wasn't a date?
It's
I'm
a
like,
date. Yeah.
I didn't know. You never texting. Called. You texted. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, we text about your errors on TV all the time. I didn't know. It was all the same.
Still time to get out, Pat.